Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optima Health Daily, episode 33. Mindfulness, How to Turn Stress into Serenity by Mary Yuksh. Of goodlifezen.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, and welcome to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness and lots, lots more, just like an audiobook. I'm Dr. Neil, if you didn't know. Now, before we get into today's post, we give away a book on the first of every month to a random person on our mailing list. And since it's the last day of August, that means the book giveaway is tomorrow. So if you haven't yet subscribed to our mailing list, now's the time. If you want to be in the drawing, you have to be subscribed by midnight tonight. You can join for free by simply texting the word Batman to the number 44222, or you can visit oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there. You'll also get some free spreadsheets from us, and again, you'll be entered to win books every month. And that's that. Let's get to the post and start optimizing your life. Mindfulness, How to Turn Stress into Serenity by Mary Yuksh of goodlifezen.com. Are you stressed? Is life running too fast and you just can't keep up? Does your life seem like an unending list of tasks and not enough time to complete them? If so, keep listening, because there's something you can do to turn stress into serenity, something simple. All of us experience times when life seems full on. I'm in a stressful phase right now as I'm completing a project that Leo Babauta of Zen Habits and I dreamed up together. All will be revealed in a couple of days. So I'm writing this to remind not only you, but also myself, how to find serenity in stressful times. The good news is that we can bring more serenity into our lives through a simple change. Most people think that we have to radically modify what we do in order to find serenity. And it's true that certain habits like meditation, exercise, or a balanced diet will improve your life. But the real key to finding serenity lies in changing the way we use our mind. The key to serenity is mindfulness. Quote, mindfulness means paying attention in a particular way, on purpose, in the present moment, and non-judgmentally. Jon Kabat-Zinn. What is mindfulness? When we are completely present, our experience changes in a significant way. Suddenly, life seems more spacious and peaceful. Mindfulness means being present with a clear mind and an open heart. Jon Kabat-Zinn wrote a brilliant book about mindfulness called Full Catastrophe Living, Using the Wisdom of Your Body and Mind to Face Stress, Pain, and Illness. I've lent my copy to many people, and it's finally walked off my shelf and found another home. Kabat-Zinn is a professor of medicine, as well as a meditation teacher. He founded the Center for Mindfulness in Medicine, Healthcare, and Society at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. It's really due to Professor Kabat-Zinn's work that mindfulness, which is a Buddhist meditation technique, has become an integral part of mainstream medicine and psychology. Mindfulness means bringing full, soft attention to the task at hand. It seems simple, doesn't it? And it is, but it's not easy. Somehow, the mind seems to flit about from the past to the future and back again, and rarely settles on the present. The reason our mind flits about is that our thoughts of the past and the future are driven by emotions. For example, thoughts of the past are usually connected with regret, anger, grief, or pleasure, depending on which mind stories we run. Whereas thoughts of the future are usually connected with anxiety, fear, or hope. After all, it's difficult to be afraid of the past, isn't it? When our emotions run high, it can be difficult to experience and rest in the present moment. However, the present moment is when we are fully alive. I reckon that most people hang out more than 80% of their waking life in stories of the past or future. Imagine that 80% of our life remains unexperienced, because when our mind is engulfed with stories, we miss the experience of the moment. How about this moment? Pause for a moment right now and take 3 deep breaths. And while you do that, notice sounds and smells, feel the breath flowing in and out. Don't do this if you're driving, but I'm going to give you a moment right now to do that. Did you do it? I did. Now, all of us tend to let our mind drift when faced with a boring task. The good news is that if we pull ourselves back into the present moment, the task is transformed and boredom soon disappears. So, whether it's washing the dishes or cutting carrots or driving in rush hour, mindfulness can transform lost time into islands of ease and joy. In his book, The Miracle of Mindfulness, Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh says, quote, "The first function of mindfulness is to recognize what is there. The second function of mindfulness is to embrace it and to get deeply in touch with it," end quote. Mindfulness needs training. It's like riding a bike. You need to practice and get through the wobbly phase until the new skill becomes automatic. Mindfulness is a skill of the mind, and you need to practice it daily in order to really taste the difference in your life. A simple way to practice mindfulness. Whenever you notice that your mind is straying away from the task at hand, stop for a moment. Then, touch your forefinger and thumb for 1 complete in and out breath. Then, continue your task and notice how your experience changes through becoming mindful. Try it. It works. You just listened to the post titled Mindfulness: How to Turn Stress into Serenity by Mary Yuksh of goodlifezen.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whenever I talk to folks about stress and stress management, one of the first techniques I give them is to simply breathe, and to breathe deeply. Most of us, when we're breathing normally, or especially in stressful or anxiety-provoking situations, we tend to take shallow breaths. Now, when I'm talking about deep breaths, imagine you inhale through the nose, and that air goes all the way down, down to like where your belly button sits. As you inhale, imagine your belly button is being pushed out. You keep inhaling until you can't anymore, and then slowly, through pursed lips, you exhale. Now, again, if you're driving, you may not want to do this, especially with your eyes closed. But what I love about deep breathing is it's portable, which means you can do it virtually anywhere at any time. And it has this magical ability. If you just take 3 deep breaths, it starts to bring more oxygen to your brain, which will help you think more clearly. And it will lower your blood pressure, lower your heart rate. And by doing that, it's going to remove some of those stress hormones from your bloodstream and start making you feel so much better. So one of the most powerful tools that I share with folks is simply take deep breaths. All right, Now, once again, we're doing a drawing tomorrow for a free book. So if you want a chance to win, you need to be on our mailing list by midnight tonight. You can text the word Batman, yes, the superhero Batman, to the number 44222. That's the fastest way to join, or you can visit oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there. It's totally free. You get some spreadsheets from us to help start optimizing your life, and you'll be showing us that you like what you hear. So again, just come by oldpodcast.com or text the word Batman to the number 44222. Now, tomorrow, I'll be back with a post from Roger Lawson with a story about, of all things, cake. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.